And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Hey, it's The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, Quarantine Tapes. I notice I always start whenever I do the introduction.
Like, hey.
I make a spastic noise. I just go like, ah, it's The Bonfire. Like I'm coming out of water. Ah, it's The Bonfire.
Someone just woke you up? It's The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio. What's happening?
But I fell asleep in the middle of a meeting, so it was like, it's The Bonfire, Comedy Central
Radio. I have my weekly report here, and is that what we're talking about? Are we giving our reports?
I'm Dan Soder. That lovely voice and lovely human is Big J. Okerson. We're joined by our staff extraordinaire, Christine, DJ Lou, our Black King, Black Lou, and Jacob Pott, taking care of all things Jewish and parents in Florida.
Yeah,
just getting the whole spectrum. By the way,
Did you blow that cable guy for free cable, Jacob? Did it happen? Did it work?
It did not.
You didn't get Vios if you made it.
You took in the chops. You took in the chops for nothing. Damn, love of the game.
I don't know.
He's out of our life.
Now he's just going to see a cable van outside of his parents' house every day for the next 3 weeks. And you go, Clyde, I told you, there's nothing here. What we had was fun, but it was just a fling. Talking about falling asleep in a meeting, it reminded me of when I worked at Guinness. The girl that I worked with at Guinness, who worked for Diageo, the company, went on to work for P. Diddy at Ciroc. And she told me a story that P. Diddy, in the middle of a meeting, was like, this room is cold. Someone bring me a blanket. And they brought him a big down comforter. And he put it around him, and he fell asleep in the middle of the Ciroc meeting.
He just chilly-willed himself right there.
Yeah. Someone brought him a down comforter, and he's like, oh, okay, grapefruit Ciroc. That sounds dope.
Yeah,
he
goes
9-5. Yeah, he goes, can't stop, won't stop, bad boy for life. He does the cartoon stores.
Oh yeah.
My dumbass. So what's funny about being trapped indoors is that one of the only outlets is just reading the internet, and you end up reading shit, and you're like, yep. That's definitely the answer. I've read the internet, and
did you finish the internet this morning? Yeah, I finished it, dude. I'll tell you what, it was a real page turner.
You go, got weird, got boring, a lot of setup in some parts, but then by the end, I was enthralled. But I was on yesterday's episode talking about fireworks, and I was like, it's a disruptive technique by the military. I was just saying a bunch of shit that I read on a post that I couldn't even cite.
It's a tactic. And then, yeah, B-Rod told us what the answer was last night. I'm like, oh, that's not a military tactic.
Yeah, by the way, I immediately regretted that last night when I took the dog for a walk and I'm in a parking lot and I see a bunch of kids firing off fireworks. I was like, they're selling fireworks at cheap. So little kids are buying them. It's exactly what Christine thought it was.
No. What I was told last night, maybe this is wrong too. I might be jumping the gun on this too. I was told it was the police had announced that they're not going to be like citing people for fireworks because there's so much other shit going on that people are now like, yeah, fuck you cops. And there's like this, and then just firing them off all night, like to be like, yeah, you won't even do anything about this, you pussy. Like, it's like a real fuck you. But again, that's hearsay also.
And
that
could
I would do what you do, Dan. Like when you give the information, I can't wait to run off and tell somebody. Goes, it's to make people unnerved, man. It's the whole thing. They're trying to destabilize us, and they go, it's not that at all. I go, Dan said that.
Yeah, I completely call that bar knowledge. That's where you hear something at a bar, and then you go tell your friends at work. You go, you know what a guy at a bar told me. He told me that iguanas have three penises. It's like, what?
I think I told on the show before, but that was one of my favorites. It was leaving Trinidad Tobago from a gig I did. And there was a guy going like, this guy was like, he goes, you want to stop on the way to the airport for a coconut? I was like, no, we don't stop. He goes, it's so good. He goes, you got to get the coconut water out of it. It's so good. And I was like, all right, I thought it was like coconut milk. He's like, no, a lot of people call it coconut milk, but it's inside, I think it's coconut water. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And then it was less than a week later, Sherrod Small, poor Sherrod on this story. He was like, something, something, coconut milk money. And I was like, Sherrod, it's fucking coconut water, you idiot. Like, I was so, or even he was like, he's like, okay. And I was, and I apologize right away. I go, I don't know why. I just found the information out myself. And I'm yelling at you like you're the idiot who never learned this stuff before. Yeah. I can't wait to be that guy. Because, oh, you boob. It's this. Granted, I only found this out moments ago, but you're an idiot.
I've completely exposed myself, realizing that that is how I learn most of my information. It's just, I hear it and I turn around and squawk like a dumb rooster. Or I'm like, you know what I heard? I actually heard that 5G gives your balls more sperm. And then it's like, how is that possible? I go, because it warms them up and then it cooks more sperm.
You would have loved this. I called Lewis out last night on it because it was so funny. Because Dave Smith, we were talking about the Chris D'Elia stuff.
Yeah.
And Dave Smith's like, you know, look, he's like categorically denied all of these things. And then Lewis, in like the next thing he was talking, he was like, so-and-so, and that's what Chris D'Elia, you know, and he's categorically denied everything. And I go, Lewis, you're not supposed to hear the new term to get excited to use it. I go, I do the same thing you do, but you don't just use it right back the next time to the person. You take it to the world and yell at somebody else for not understanding it, you idiot.
Yeah, the rattlesnake
needs to. He said it right back to him. He goes, and then, you know, he has categorically denied everything. I go, Lewis, you would have just said denied.
Dude, if you throw out a per se at me, get ready for someone in my life to hear per se in about 2 to 3 hours.
And God forbid, like, you really put it into a great context where without having to ask like a boob, and you just go, oh, like, I get what that is now. Exactly.
And you know, someone's a good friend when they call you out on the word usage. That's why I love our friendship, because you can be like, what did you just say right there? And I'm like, is that not the word? Because I think I heard it in a fucking movie. Oh, God damn it.
Intents and purposes, I took that on tour after I fucking heard that. I mean, just waiting intently, constantly, for people to say intensive purposes, so I can be like, you must have grew up with shithead parents. It's intents and purposes.
Yeah, dude. I would be safe to say that 70% of my knowledge is bar knowledge.
Yeah, someone corrected me, and then I go correct people like, you're a fucking jerk off for ever making the mistake I made until 40 years old.
Dude, if I find out a piece of information and you hold on to that same old belief, I will nuke your ass.
I'll yell at a 12-year-old like they should know when I found out at 40.
Yeah. You didn't know what a kilometer is, you fucking idiot.
Yo, I think your dumb kid's not ready for the world. Fucking box this kid up and send him back.
Hey, what's up with Sponge Brain over here? Did you guys soak him in water? Why is he walking around just saying dumb shit? And then you go,
well, yeah, what happened to your son? Did he almost drown when he was a kid or something? What's going on?
Hey, your brain accident, baby, keeps trying to tell me information that doesn't fly.
But you just learned this a week ago. Because I know. I can't believe this idiot kid didn't know it.
You just watched a Nova documentary about it. And now you're telling everyone?
It's probably 9 years of recording of me saying intensive purposes.
Dude, I am. That's why whenever you call me out for it, my initial instinct is defense. And then I go, you know what? This is wrong. Just let it happen. Just let the change happen.
I like that you do it with words. You know what, though? I appreciate it. And I'll do it once in a while, too. When you just take the leap and you know you're wrong. And then it was funny when I go, wait, what'd you say, Dan? This is best. You just go, what? What is it normally?
Dude, I totally Brett Favre'd a word recently where I just fucking threw it and it landed. And you were like, did you use that correctly? And I was like, touchdown. Right? Yes. Like, I was like, I fucking just saw the opening and I fucking winged it.
I get the one I try to throw out a lot there is if I say something is in the like common speak of the world now. Mm. I never remember if I go, that's in the lexicon or the vernacular.
Yes.
It's one of those two. I'll defer to sometimes is just the ether, because I know that just means like it's out
there. That's good. That's good. Lexicon. Lexicon's good. Lexicon,
if you were like, really describe what's the lexicon, I'd go, where those words are.
Yeah.
Those words are now.
Jargon and lexicon, I'd be like, I don't know. I sometimes say them, and then you don't want to know the one I really take a fucking triple leap. If this is the long jump and it's lexicon, and then if it goes like jargon, lexicon, then the one I jump the most is Zeitgeist. If I'm using that, I'm like, you know, it's in the Zeitgeist. If I'm using that,
I'm really clear. I'm still clear of Zeitgeist. By the way, just found out now it's vernacular. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I thought it was vernacular.
Me too, dude. I would have been I would have looked up VANAC.
And let it be, and by the way, let this be a full address, Christine. This is us apologizing to you every time you go to type something and we're like, you fucking idiot. That's not how you spell it. And now it's like, ah, man, we would have totally done that if it was like, hey, what's the vernacular? And you're like, oh, God damn, it's vernacular.
I know my baby well enough to know up there in that corner by that giggle is also, she was corrected to vernacular by the computer itself.
What's she saying? No, you weren't corrected, Christine.
Well, we could all lie if we didn't share the screen. We'd all lie about this. That's the whole point of this conversation, is that when you find out, you like to yell at people the other things. So, Christine, you did not know. Lexicon, I would have gotten wrong in a spelling bee, probably.
Jay won't believe there's any possibility that I know anything he doesn't know.
You know what it is? That, yeah, where he goes,
that's guys, not true.
You go, guys, Christine doesn't even know about sunroofs. It's pretty awesome. I just told her that everyone cut out squares in these cars.
The entire catalog of Sublime, you are far more familiar with than I am.
All of, you know the fall wardrobe of a Ron John surf shop?
That's right. Shop? The inner workings and goings on of the Kardashian family.
You know which proper aioli goes on a fish taco? You know lots of stuff.
Ether I would have gotten.
Christine can tell us the difference between a puka shell and a shell necklace. I'm just trying to think of beach
products. Oh yeah. She understands the sizing of toe rings.
She understands how to bury a keg properly in the sand so it stays cold.
Yeah, which side of a surfboard you actually wax.
she knows how to treat a shark bite, which is, that's pretty cool.
Until it made sense to me that the wax is so your feet stick to it in the water. In my mind, always people were waxing the bottom of their boards to make it slippery on the wall. I don't know.
I'm learning that right now. Jay, I'm learning that right now, that wax keeps your, I honestly thought it was to make the board go through the water faster.
I'd watch people wax the surfboard on TV shows and in my mind not getting, and then I would go, so they wax the bottom of the board. He goes, how the hell do you stand up on a wet piece of fucking plastic like that? He goes, oh, because you're supposed to make it sticky with wax before you go.
That is the same thing I thought every time I watched an Airborne, when he waxes his surfboard in the basement and then does the daydream of catching that fucking sick wave.
I also thought when you wax somebody's ass that you would also legitimately wax it like a surfboard. Yeah. So you get grip on their butt.
When I was 8 years old and someone told me you eat pussy, I thought you like put food in the pussy and ate it out.
What do you like to eat? What do you like to eat out of pussy? What do you mean?
Soup.
I just eat the pussy out. He goes, yeah, but what do you eat out of it? He goes,
yeah, it's like a
bread bowl. I don't think you know what you're doing. He goes, I put soup.
I don't know. It's like you can put whatever you want in a bread bowl, so I guess you can put whatever you want in a pussy.
My favorite's cheddar broccoli soup. What do you eat out of pussies?
I go, I'm not going to lie, the Manhattan clam chowder, not bad out of a puss bowl.
That's so funny. They ask a young kid, he goes, you ever eat pussy? When they lie, they go, yeah. He goes, what did you eat out of it? They just start answering. He goes, whatever, dude. I'll do salad.
This was one of my favorite moments when I had AOL.
Cereal. I'll do cereal.
When I used to get AOL and you'd go into chat rooms, and I remember I was being like 12 years old and wanting to like cyber, you know? So I was like 19-year-old. Male, single, New York City, and this lady was like, you know, it's probably a dude, but it was like a 21-year-old female somewhere. And we started like, I was like, do you want to go ahead in our private chat? And she was like, yeah, dude. I remember.
Remember the question? Want a cyber?
Yes, that's what, dude. I can remember this clear as day, and I might have told this story before on the show. I'm not sure, but I remember being in, like, where our shitty computer was, which is like up the stairs, and then down the stairs is the kitchen. And I remember my mom was like making dinner, and I was like fucking 12 or 13. So my dick would get like hard on a level that you, it's crazy. It's like superhuman hard when you're going through puberty. You're like, yeah, it's Valerian steel. And so I start like, I asked this lady, I'm like, do you want a cyber? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm grabbing your boobs. And she's like, oh, I like that. And she's like, I'm just sitting here in a thong full of cum. And I just wrote, ladies don't cum. It was like the most 12-year-old thing I could have wrote. And the woman was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, man,
you're bad.
Oh, man, I blew it. I just logged off and went and got dinner. I was like, yeah, fuck, I got to take this loss.
Oh my God. Okay, sir. Good. Yeah. All right, mister.
Yeah.
I mean, you fooled me. Fool me once. Shame on me.
What if I would have uncovered it actually was a dude? He's like, all right, you got me. Yeah,
fuck. He goes, ladies don't come. Yeah, he's the dummy. He goes, you know, I didn't know that. She goes, all right, I'll learn for next time.
He goes, anyways, my name's Phil. I live in Missouri.
It's the opposite. He's the only thing he takes the information that he got from you and takes that as gospel. So other people now, it was a guy trying to trick you. And he's like, and so he finds out, he goes, the girl's like, I'm going to come. He goes, that's not real.
Yeah, he's at a bar and he goes, you know, ladies don't come. He's bringing my knowledge into a bar, a 12-year-old sexual knowledge into a bar. He goes,
ladies don't come. There's some old bar rag lady turns around and goes, don't I know it?
Yeah, she, honey, I've been dry since Nixon took the oath.
Yeah. Not with these little dick queefs in this town.
Dude, our AC is broke, and I'm doing the show from the room without windows, and it is starting to get taxing.
Gets a little hot in these windows.
Dude, and then I'm going back to Queens tomorrow, so get ready for some BTUs to be pumping through my microphone when I do the show tomorrow. I'm going to do the show in a snowsuit.
Christina just shut me down. I'll be doing something on the computer, and then Christine just turns off all the air conditioners with the intention of turning them back on. But she, I don't think ever one time has on her own just turned it back on. Then she just leaves, and I'm in the middle of doing something, and I'm like, why did I go from feeling fantastic to sweltering in 15 minutes?
You know, that's what happens. That's what happens with Vecchione. I like the apartment at around 71, 72 degrees.
What?
Hold on. Bedroom at 68. I'm not a monster.
What?
Yeah, 68.
That's like sweltering, dude.
It's too warm, dude. That's too warm.
Listen, man, after my own heart, I live with fucking born on the sun Mike Vecchione, who
old Florida body. Yeah, his insides are set for the wrong place,
dude. If he's not living in what feels like kind of an oven, he thinks it's cold. I'll come back, like I'll go to the store or whatever, and come back in all the, listen, I'm going to the grocery store, buying stuff and coming home, and I'll come back and all the ACs will be off. And it'll just be like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. You left to turn the AC off. I'm like, do you not enjoy cold air?
Dude, coming in from the hot, expecting the cold and realizing it's still hot inside that's a fight. That's an argument in the house.
The one good, like the only solace that I'm finding, I don't know if I even used that word right.
Solace?
There we go. Solace might be sun. Christine, look it up. Let's start fucking really checking ourselves. You know, we talked about accountability and we fucking right now. But it's fucking hot today. And I went outside and I came back in and I was like, okay, this feels colder. It's 77, you know. It's doable. We keep the house kind of darker, you know, so it keeps that cool feeling.
Listen, nothing makes me more angry than people complaining about cold in the... listen, you complain about being cold in the wintertime. I get it. You complain about cold in the summer when I provided cold for you in an otherwise grotesquely hot situation. You're an asshole. I'm looking at you, Jacob.
I just want it warmer in the fucking studio.
Yeah, I absolutely love grocery store air conditioning. The way they keep it is...
If society would allow it, I would just lay on the cucumbers.
Oh my God, dude.
For a multitude of reasons.
And I'm talking about laying belly up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about my mouth.
Shove a couple in my bing.
I got one here. Ding, 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 ding. I got one in my ass.
I got a cucumber in my hands.
In my ass. One in my ass.
Sweat runs down your balls.
I wish we could find her. I wish we could find that sweet lady.
How do we not? How has she not come to us yet?
I don't know. Because I would... Dude, if we could interview her, that might be the greatest bond. I mean, besides Felddog, I would think the most epic guest we could get would be her.
Yeah. Dude, white trash white trash moms doing webcam is just the funniest thing. Just hanging onto the set. They don't care.
Well, you know, they got that soft, loose skin.
Yeah. But just the idea is like, you want to see my pussy? Like, they're just confidence. At my downest and outest, I wouldn't assume that anybody would want to pay for, but there is. Unfortunately, the problem is when you're, when you realize that your body in whatever way it is a fetish.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm in the fat little dicks.
Like, oh, okay. I'm in the dad body half chubs with me. And they're like, oh, cool.
Dude, voyeuristic dudes who have little dongs and like it's the crazy. Like role play that. You know what I mean?
Hold on, hold on. I gotta put something on the door.
If it smells like corn, leave it alone. If it smells like a tasty dish, you eat that bitch.
Eat that shit. Eat that bitch.
Yeah, dude, but dudes that love people watching them and they just got little weird ding-a-lings.
Yeah. Like, take a look. It's like, no. Why would you want to show the worst thing?
Yeah. I always thought it was weird. What is it? Humiliation porn?
Yeah.
You know, guys that like love for like women to be like, you fucking suck. You're an asshole. And you're just like, how do you not want to fight everybody in the room?
Yeah. But what are, me and you aren't guys who are into, at least I don't know, unless you're hiding things from me, aren't into like BDSM. Like, Lewis is even a guy. He likes like a girl being kind of shitty and like, I don't like that at all. I really don't.
I
don't like breaking a wild horse.
Yeah. Well, I also don't want to get hurt. Like, I don't want to physically get hurt. I don't need you to like fucking bite me. If you bite me, it's going to be a fucking, cause here's the thing. I'll get like, I was raised by a woman. So I get white lady shitty when someone like bites my nipples. I'm like, okay, okay. That's I fucking don't do that. You know,
I'm not into any pain sexually. And I also don't like doling out any pain sexually.
No, man. I
bet DJ Lou's thrown a couple of donkey punches before. Actually, we're fucking
to hit her, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She asked me to hit her. Yeah.
I had a girl fly.
I gave her like, I just like touched her face with my hand and she's like, no, really? Like, do it. And I was like, I can't. Like, I'm sorry. You got the wrong guy. Wait, I can see if I can find this.
I had a foreign lady ask me to kick the shit out of her. Her direct words. Kick really? The shit out of me.
Christine, go
she
on.
Goes, I'm going to try to punch you during sex. And I go, I don't think we should have sex. That was the line that I said to her at the bar.
Christine, go on e-fucked inhumanity. Go on e-fuck.com and inhumanity.com and see if there's a thing. It's a girl getting spit roasted by two black guys and she wants to get hit. And dude, these guys are just taking Deontay Wilder body shots at her body. But she loves it. So you can see her body's getting lumped up. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, punch me in there. So it's like, guys, it's so funny. Like a guy getting his dick sucked and then be like, yeah. Dude, I mean, it's so worth
funny.
The watch.
It's so funny, the thought of having sex and throwing boxing punch noises where you're like, and you're like, oh, fuck, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. It's also like hilarious because it's black guys. So black guys are very like verbal fighters. So it's like that because like fucking, then it's like,
that bitch.
I mean, lumping her, dude. She's into it. There it is. Perfect. Good job, Christine.
It's called the punching bag.
Dude, this is bananas.
Why are you punching her?
Come on, guys, make me hurt. Shut up. Bitch, shut up. What are you talking for? Here, that might be the favorite line. Bitch.
You get to skip ahead a little bit.
I wonder if the guy on the left has to stand on his tiptoes, you know, to get like a weird angle.
Yeah, you want me to punch you?
I thought it hurt me.
Yeah. He's like she's shooting on him like in the UFC.
But dude, he eventually starts doing like a wild like
like that?
Yeah. Oh, dude, like, what is this?
Dude, those are
you like that?
It's not really fair to ask questions when her dick's your mouth.
Jesus Christ!
Dude, this girl's taking a lumping. Dude, this is
kind of pretty good. Like, he's even forgot about his dick, and now he's just punching.
he's just taking out all that systemic racism on this girl's ribcage.
Yeah, Black Lou's loving it. Black Lou's going to bookmark this for later.
Black Lou's airboxing right now.
By the way, look what he does. When he puts his fist back up in front of his face, like he's doing defense also. He's like,
oh, dude, the guy in the back's getting some? Dude, rewind that just a second, Christine.
Right, the constant instinct of putting the fist up in front of their face makes me laugh. Like, you know, she's not throwing shots back, right?
Hold on. She's not getting mad. She's getting turned on.
She's not getting mad. She's going to come. Women don't come.
Damn, dude.
I get like rough pounding sex. I do not get punches.
I don't get this at all. You know what kind of wind you have to be? To fuck. It's hilarious. I'd be so winded right now. I'd be like,
what's he saying?
What'd he say?
Rip off.
These guys fuck weird anyway.
You know what's funny about that is the come down from that after they fucked. That has to be so funny, the after effect, you know, where they're like, did I get you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, fighters have post-fight press where they come over and put their arms around each other and they go, I just want to thank this man for being a warrior and stepping in here, you know, like they're talking to her and they're like, you need me to get you an ice pack or something? I think I caught you on the right side.
What's the thing called with the swell?
The compress?
No, it's called the something swell.
Oh, the you're talking about when they cold press the fucking...
Yeah. It's called something swell or something. It's like, yeah, she's afterwards. She goes, oh, my... I mean, her ribs looked worked over. However, those guys also... I don't know. I've never, like... I think I fuck pretty good, and I hope that I work... It's mostly a hip thing. These guys are fucking... Their whole body, like, bending. There's like the whole thing. There's so much motion in their fucking. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Well, dude, they got to plant their feet to land a good punch. It all comes up from the ground up, dude. They're trying to turn into a punch.
Funny though, the laughs on me is when they go like, ka, 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 and then put them back in front of their face. Like
one guy ducking
shots that aren't coming.
Dude, my favorite is one guy throws a deke. One guy throws a deke in the back. Like she's going to fucking. You know, because he throws one out there and pulls it back like,
stop. It'd be funny if she starts yelling out with a cock in her mouth. She's like, 1-1, 1-2, 1-2-2-1,
2-3, 2-3-1, 2-3-1. That's it. Now drop it. Now tuck your right arm in, Andre. Tuck your right arm in.
2-3-1 dip. She goes, I think you guys are ready.
I think you guys are going to take this all the way to golden double teams.
Gold glove doubles.
Golden glove doubles. I keep thinking about her at work the next day, like fully dressed, just in like the lounge having coffee with a coworker, and she goes like this, oh fuck my ribs. And they go, what happened? She goes, I went skiing.
Christine, put that out on Twitter with the link to that and on from the Bonfire Series 6M. But
I can't tweet porn, so we can tell keywords. It's the punching bag on e-fucked.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, because I want people to look at it and tell me if there's a woman in the world that listens to this show that goes like, yeah, it looks pretty fucking awesome. I couldn't see them. I mean, clearly it's a thing, but I would be like, I'm like, there's something like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry whatever happened to you, that's what you need to fucking have two black guys come beat you up.
Yeah.
That's not just daddy just left. That's daddy left and I guess punched you before he left.
Yeah, dude, that is, I don't know how
be accepted.
I don't know if, but how do you, if you, let's say you see that video, right? And you've hooked up with her and you've just had like regular ass sex. Like imagine how boring that must be to her for you to lay on her and like have Dawson's Creek sex.
Oh, just sensual. You're like, kiss down her body.
But you're like holding her like, like if there's a regular white guy with just like a 5-inch dick, yeah, and he's like, yeah, fucking her, and he does as he puts it in, he goes, are you okay?
She's like, excuse me? Dude. She's like, can you do me a favor? Can you stab me in the shoulder with a pen knife? Do you have anything sharp in here?
No, but I bet she's polite about it. And she's like, this is great, baby. And he's like, oh, I'm going to rock your world. I'm going to rock your world. And then she doesn't know that she was a piece of meat in a Rocky movie a week earlier.
Yeah. That really was like the practice. By the way, go back to the beginning of that video, Christine, because I do believe when she asked for the punches to begin with, I think she's supposed to say donkey punch and she might say monkey punch. I think it's not donkey punch. She gets the word wrong.
Well, donkey punch is in the back of the head, isn't it?
Well, I don't think monkey punch is a thing at all. I guess look it up, Christine, if you know how to spell it.
Whoa. Come on, guys, make me hurt me. Bitch, shut up. What are you talking for?
She's like, because you guys aren't punching yet.
Yeah. Oh, do you think an ass slap's going to do it?
Sorry, yeah. Buddy. She's like, all right, guys, the sparring's over.
Sorry, buddy, you're going full. Take the headgear off. Let's get live.
Yeah, here goes. Do you guys know how to monkey punch?
Look up monkey punch on.
It looks like she's trying to upset them. It looks like she's trying to be racist to upset them. And you know how to monkey punch? Excuse me, bitch.
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, that's the kind of fury I'm looking for. Get in there, monkey punch. He goes, stop saying that, bitch. Goes,
put some spice on it. I want you to crack one of the ribs that Adam gave Eve.
Yeah, dude. You know, monkey punch. You see, there's some new thing coming out now. Where is the show called Cracker? Where it's going to be black slave owners and white slaves. They're doing the reverse.
What network is that going to be on?
What if they still make it like a Wonderful Time? The white people are like, this is great.
Yeah,
shape.
Yeah, they go, well, we're not going to make it bad for the white people. We got to make it fun.
Yeah, the black people were really great. He goes, I would never treat my slaves like that. They're people. I love them.
What are going to be the white people's spiritual songs in the slave? Is it just like, it's like,
she's I want to push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will.
It's just stuff like that. She's high above me. She's so lovely. They go, oh, they're really.
I'm going to walk out back and check the fields. You just hear playing. Goes, if I do call me, will you still call me Superman?
They go, oh, those white slaves are really working late in the fields. You can hear them singing their songs. And the sailors say, Mandy, you're a fine girl.
He's going back and goes, well, look at the fields out there. I have all my workers working, all my white slaves working. You just hear. Sweet Caroline,
he goes, hold on, I gotta go beat my white slaves. They're getting uppity, and it's like, bring me a higher love. Whoa, let's think about it.
You gotta do like spirituals, though. Yeah. So they're like,
bring me.
And I know we don't belong. Here in heaven.
They go, they're trying to make me feel bad, but I'm not. It's like, wasted away again in Margaritaville.
He goes, like, you know, like, soul food is all like food that was like with leftover, you know, like chitlins and that kind of stuff. He's like, fucking white sleep. He goes, all we have here is foie gras.
He goes, oh, you mean the food of my ancestors? Tomato soup and grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese and tomato soup. It's all they left us.
Poached eggs.
They learned gluten-free bread. That's all they gave us. They would take the gluten out.
They go, hollandaise. That's slave food.
Souffle. And God forbid, you don't let it separate and it collapses? That's the whole meal's fucked.
In that world, they're like, the black slave owners are like, we don't want their culture. It's fucking seasonless.
God damn it, dude. White Negro spirituals.
White honky spirituals.
And I says, baby, it's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely.
I hold a photograph. Just like bad Nickelback.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. Ball with the ball, the dang.
They go, It's just, you see a black slave owner walking through going, y'all better work these fields better than you are. And it goes, ball with the ball, the bang, the bang. There's a boogie, say, I'll jump the boogie. Or one of them just goes, cowboy.
Here they
cowboy.
Go. Your name is Kunta Kinte. And you go, now what is your name? You go, my name is King. Baby. It's Kid Rock. Hit him again.
They better, if they don't have the, if they don't take the chance to parody that Roots scene where they go, your name is Kwan, and you go, Jeff. They just keep whipping them.
My name is Steven.
They go, what is your name? Donald.
It's William, but I prefer Billy.
Oh, wait, what did you say was on, Christine? You brought up the article real quick.
Oh, no, I was just, that was just bringing up an article for the show.
Well, speaking of white ladies, I don't know how you translate.
Wait, do we have a trailer for Krakow? Is there a trailer for it?
I'm not finding it. You have a trailer?
It's, I mean, there is.
I have it right here. I have it right here.
We got to see. If they're doing anything like that. Wherever I may roam.
Exit light.
Well, you understand, these are the songs of our forefathers.
And tonight.
This is so goddamn fucking funny. White Negro spirituals are so lame.
Take my hand. We're off to Neverland.
Let's see what the fields are doing right now. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
You go, I got to go out there and whip some of them. They keep singing, in your eyes, like the heat. In your eyes.
Stop holding that boombox over your head and pick.
You son of a bitch. And they go, but my fingers hurt.
I got my white slaves out there in the avocado fields picking white shit.
Yeah, they go, they're picking stress-free fruits. So we don't use Monsanto here. Those are all natural. Those whites
know cabbage.
These whites know how to pick the best organic produce possible.
Now look at these white boys out here in my field. Now that's a tomato. Look at this.
Mike Racine has that genius joke that he did a couple times when we were in Boston, where he was like talking about being made fun of for being Italian, and he's like, that's why I don't mind making fun of the Irish, because they were slaves and they kind of deserved it. And everyone's like, oh. And he's like, you know who's another group that always tries to say they were slaves? The Jews. And he goes, man, what a bad slave to get, one with allergies. And I thought that was so funny. I think that joke is so goddamn funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah, dude. Mike Racine is a goddamn killer. I fucking go watch his comedy. He's the fucking best. I miss him.
We had him on Skanks last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Does he have his weird fucking professor beard?
Yes.
Yeah, I FaceTime with him.
Good. Good. So he's been working at a bunch.
Yeah, dude. He's doing those backyard Italian lifts where it's just one fucking long bar with weights on it. And he just does like the hop, 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 hop. Him and Nick Mullen got jacked during quarantine.
Hell yeah. My right arm's cracked pretty good.
I'm a soft serve baby. I'm fucking gross. I'm gelatinous. Oh, let's watch the trailer. This is a trailer for Krakow. You took our breath away. What if we took yours? You raped our daughters.
Wow. Hey, how's it going?
Why don't you step out?
Is that Bill Romanowski?
Take that shit off your head, monkey!
It's just movie racism always makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, they take a white supremacist, who I thought was Bill Romanowski. I still think it might be.
What's your name, Krakow? Michael. What are you doing, man?
The song playing.
Yeah.
This isn't the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, you are, Krakow.
Is he just Superman
punch? What's a Superman punch about? In the middle of this thing.
What is he, Roman Reigns?
Why what if, Reigns? That's hilarious. He goes, what if the slaves learned mixed martial arts?
Yeah. Dude, you know how much our slave masters would have gotten fucked up if they would have, like, Krav Maga would have been, it came from Africa. Buddy, and
I forget who had the bit about it, but it's just such a fucking funny thing. It goes,
what is this on?
That's how it's going to be on Amazon. But it's so, like, it's so crazy. That's how, like, someone goes, that's how scary, like, the fear was instilled in black people at that time. He goes, did they even think about fighting back? He goes, if just one guy out in a field with a whip was like, now you monkeys get back to doing the thing. It's like, you know, fuck this guy, dude. Like, a one-on-one fight, this guy would just get wrecked.
Yeah, dude, those guys are, like, riding horses. They have no cardio. They have zero. Slave masters had zero cardio. They're not running. Yeah. They're not working.
I know. Also, it's like, hey, black guys, do me a favor. He goes, could you do work that is almost also exclusively a vicious workout? So you can get jacked and awesome.
Hey, can you do CrossFit 400 years before it's discovered? Dude, what's funny is if you want to see the reaction of slave owners, you know, if actually, like, the black slaves were like, well, let's just beat the fuck out of these guys.
In the middle of a Mandingo fight, you just whisper, as you're in a grip, you just whisper each other. Here goes, hey, dude, just stop fighting with each other and just turn around and beat the shit out of these 10 fucking pussies that are behind us. Like, get the fuck out of here. We could own this house. No one will come looking for them.
They're wearing powdered wigs.
He goes, dude, I'm wearing ripped up fucking potato bag pants and a fucking loose shirt. These guys are in three-piece suits. We can drop these motherfuckers.
He goes, I'm telling you, my range of motion far exceeds theirs just by clothing.
They don't have a shot. Why are we fighting each other? Why are we working for free?
But just that one, as it turns, the one slave master, it's like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. I fucking knew this was going to happen. Fuck. Yeah, so that show.
I was the picture of Jacob walking up to Dante and being like, all right, you piece of shit. Now I'm going to fuck your wife in front of you because you don't know how to act. Dante's like, okay, Jacob, I know I messed up. What's happening here?
Jacob just getting grabbed by the throat, and you're like, that's the proper response.
Yes. Dante, sit back and watch me fuck your wife against your will.
And he goes, what did you say? He goes, I said nothing. I said nothing, yeah. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I hope you enjoy the house. What's mine is yours.
People apologizing through a choked neck is always one of the funniest things.
You know what? I don't think I was thinking clearly.
I popped on the other day. Isabel was here. I think it was yesterday during the day. 21 Jump Street movie, which goddamn is so funny.
I want to watch it because of now we've been watching it and there's probably a bunch of references.
There's a bunch, yeah, for sure. But dude, when they throw the high school party and Jonah Hill gets in the guy's face.
Yeah.
And then what you got, like a fight breaks out, and so he punches the guy, and then the guy just comes right back at him, and the rest of the fight is like Channing Tatum kicking like multiple asses. And it's just nonstop. Jonah Hill's going, fight's over, fight's over, fight's over. He's like trying to kick him off, like he just nonstop screaming, fight's over. He got one punch and didn't drop the guy. And he's like, all right, it's done. It's done.
I would say that's most high school fights, is they like someone throws one punch and they go, stop. Cool, chill out.
It's done.
I just remember after like one of the only fights I've been in, just we kept being like afterwards, being like, all right, it's over. Are we cool? Are we done? Is this done? Are we cool?
Do you have the fight thing, Christine? Do you have that scene pulled up by Jazz? The fight thing is going out of the commercial. This is so fucking funny. It's really made me laugh. It's such a reminiscent thing of you're like, I'm going to throw the first punch and drop this guy. You know, and you're like, oh no. Yeah, this is great.
Hey, B player, I don't know who you are.
Don't worry about who I am.
I'm worried about it.
Why?
Because you're in my party right now, dude. Matter of fact, it's getting hot in here, huh?
Oh, no, it's getting real.
It's getting very real.
Yeah,
it's like seven strangers living in one house. True story.
You want real world?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Come on.
Here's real
What's
world.
What's your real one? I'm very sorry!
They cut it up. They cut it up. Fight's over.
Stop.
Stop.
That energy is that's the exact energy of when you start something and then you don't want it to continue and you're like, stop.
I've seen a guy start a fight who was like, and all my boys are going to jump in, and then your boys just told me, you're like, guys, what? He goes, no, I thought you had this, dude. You're like, no, guy, get him, fucking get, roll this guy. You're like, dude, pussy, dude, you fight him.
I love that old Nate joke where he talks about jumping in on a fight where a guy's already beat up three of your friends.
you see what he's capable of.
He goes, this guy's warmed up. I don't know if I should just lay on this pile of bodies. He goes, do you want me just to lay down on this pile of bodies?
We have to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick
break, and we'll be right back, everybody. We're having fun today. It's the Bonfire. And that's our master, Black Lou.
This is Comedy Central Radio.
You want us to bonfire? That's the bonfire.
I'm coming out.
Comedy Central Radio. It's the bonfire. Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Big J. Okerson. That's Dan Soder. This is the quarantine tapes. Crew's all in his house. Black Lou's gotten to picking his beard now. That's how black he is. You don't think Black Lou's black enough? He picks his beard. That's black.
I've been growing out my facial hair, and for the first time I ran a comb through it because I've never had a beard.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it's hair on your face, you can comb it.
Not only can you comb it, buddy, let me tell you, when you get involved in a little, and Black Lou could probably back this up, get a little bit of beard wax, but like balm to keep it shaped nice, and it actually is. It's great.
Really? Because I got through the first itchy phase. And now I'm at the phase where it's like kind of hot and I'm sweating and it's itchy. And I just keep thinking like, maybe I'll just fucking shave it off.
Oh, dude.
If you wanted to grow long and nice, get Jack Black from Ulta.
Yeah.
And it has a nice beard oil that will really like make it shine and itch less.
Ooh, all right.
Hey. Nice and soft.
the lion. Well, before.
Can we still call him Black Lou, Master Lou?
That sounds like a No Limit rapper,
Master Lou.
Yeah, Master Lou sounds like a fucking like he's signed by No Limit 98.
Somebody have some fun with some Photoshop on that. Just have Lou being just dressed like Colonel Sanders, and me, Dan, Jacob, whatever, and then Christine.
Oh, I was gonna say, and put him on a No Limit cover.
They did that for one of the other things we said, but just have that, and Christine like hugging his leg, dressed like Princess Leia. Because she's allowed to live in the house,
dude. Can we start calling her house Christine?
House Christina Master Lou. Hell yeah! And it's, I wanna push you around,
and I will. Well, before Twitter puts out all these crazy videos every day. People are in quarantine, just filming craziness, and. Kind of like one of the hack jokes now is to call shitty white ladies Karen, which I think we can come up with a better term for these.
What happened to Becky's and that stuff? Becky's from Black Eyes, right? Is that the difference?
Yeah,
I'm going to you for that one.
Becky's are more like younger white girls who are basic.
And Karen's are white women Karen's are the white women with, let me speak to your manager here.
I like what Becky
complained all the time.
Becky's become Karen's. Okay.
That's like a Pokemon evolution.
Christine's had enough inches of black dick inside of her for me to take her word for that. You know, Christine, I'll take that. Sublime lyrics and what do you call black people?
calling these white ladies Karen is, I think it's funny, but then when you see like all the bad jokes of people try to be like, whatever, Karen. It's like when everyone started calling each other boomers, you know, and they'd be like, okay, boomer. And you're like, ugh. Within a week, you're like, I'm sick of hearing that term because it's so overused. However, in situations like this, it's really funny. So this guy videotaped, the story was, and apparently since then it's been kind of refuted and changed since this morning. But this guy put out a video on Twitter saying that this woman cut him off and then flipped him off in traffic and called him the N-word. And then she followed him. And then he started recording her. And when she saw him recording her, she ran away from him and he followed her. And then he got out of his car recording and she got out of her car and just fucking flipped. Now, what actually happened? I don't know, because now it's being refuted online. Did I use that word, Jay? Did I use refute? I
think refuted was good. Yeah, that was good. Yes.
It's been put out online that this guy is like a shit star, or like I've heard I've seen tweets where they say he's like he's a Trump supporter and he like scrubbed all of his right wing shit before he posted this video. So
he's
this
a black dude.
Yeah, and it's also they're saying like, and I wasn't arguing this. I'm saying what I've read on Twitter is people are saying like, did she actually call him the N-word? Because he never says that when he's confronting her. That all of what happens is it. Well, I want to watch this video. This lady spazzing out immediately out of her car has to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because you, when I've been recorded, I told you guys that story when I was in the mountains and we were at that Starbucks and I parked at that Tesla charging station and that guy taking the photo of my license plate and then recording me when I got out and called him a dork. He just was like, I don't know what to do. But the whole point is like, if you see yourself being recorded, don't flip out. Because if you flip out, you're just going to be a video out of context on the internet.
By the way, but I'll say just a little foreshadowing. Do you see the number one trending thing on Twitter right now?
Oh, Ron. Yeah. Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But my point being is like, if you're being recorded and then you flip out, they can just take it out of context and you just look like an insane person. You just look like a fucking crazy person.
People who get taken out of context and we're just doing comedy shows.
Yes, absolutely. Our fucking show depends on taking people out of context.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Could you piece together something that makes me sound like I'm a Klan leader? Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then also it's like most of the stuff that we find funny is stuff where you're like, actually, it'd be funny if it was in this context.
Yeah,
this video is just funny with the way the lady goes like, and she immediately is like, don't hate me. She comes out of the car and she's like, I have a black husband. She's just like coming. She's just firing on all cylinders to get out of the
car. Already have pictures. I'm seeing her.
Yeah. So this is him pulling up on her.
You're not going to sit there and flip me off. You flipped me off. Sir. You don't touch me. Do not touch me. You flipped me off.
Right here.
I don't care. Why did you flip? Why did you flip me off?
You are totally calling me,
Karen. Ma'am, don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Also, it's funny to hear a gay guy just like, bitch, he just keeps being like, Karen, we do not understand why you got to throw shade while we're driving and then I'm in your face and you're just like, do not touch me.
I didn't call you the N-word, you faggot.
He goes, okay, well, now you just double down on your
bitch. Oh,
she just calls him like old homophobic terms. She's like, shut up, butt pirate. And he's like, well, now that's what we're going to call it.
She goes, don't you have some mud to go punch? Come on.
Listen here, pillow muncher. Stop telling me like that.
Did you not cuss me? Did you not? Did you flip me off?
You don't understand.
Why did I get flipped off?
No.
Why did I?
Ma'am,
I'm a.
Dude, the only way this kind of screaming makes sense is if she's actively turning into a werewolf.
I gotta be honest with you. I feel like me and Christine's good friend Michelle would have this exact reaction to this situation. I'm not surprised that behind those gloves isn't Michelle.
What are you talking about? I am not flipping off.
I am not.
Well, I mean, the best reaction is just to be like, dude, fuck off. I didn't say anything like that. I didn't do anything like that. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, you know
what
I mean? that's my whole point.
Like, when you're melting down, it looks like it's like, oh, you're a crazy lady who probably did something weird.
Exactly, dude. If you come out calm and you're just like, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? Why are you filming?
I have no problem with black people. I didn't do that. It's like, did you flip me off? If she goes like, yes, because you cut me off. It's got nothing to do with your color. Any moment, anyone who did what you did is getting that finger.
Also,
but you can't say that eloquently when you're fucking wearing gardening gloves and screaming with them in front of your face.
Yeah, when you're shrieking like a banshee.
I have a black husband is such a funny thing to keep screaming. That really is like screaming, I have a black friend. It's the same difference. Shut up, right.
No. I listen to jazz. I listen to jazz.
I used to watch Martin. I watch Martin every week.
I think Martin is a superior show to Seinfeld. Yeah.
If I would have started yelling when I got out of the car, it would have been all over the internet where they'd be like, watch Mafi from Billions Meltdown, where I'm like, why are you videotaping me? Why are you videotaping me? Stop videotaping me, I'll fucking kill you.
By the way, you want to chalk that onto the old fucking Jay's Not Racist boat, I will tell you this for sure. At least in the time of that it was, I don't know what the holdup is because I don't watch either of them now, but I will say for sure, I was much more into Martin than I was into Seinfeld. For sure.
Yeah.
for sure. I definitely was more like, I laughed much more at Martin.
I watched Martin more, but I wasn't like severely devout to either of them until I got older and started catching replays.
Well, I wasn't devout. I don't know. Actually, I was devout to Martin for sure. Absolutely.
I just remember the last
Seinfeld season. Seinfeld, I wasn't.
Last season of Seinfeld, I remember it was like Cheers, where it was like the last season. So everyone's like, oh, you got to see this.
And yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then as I got older, I got more into Seinfeld. Martin, I would watch more. I was like kind of a fucking little comedy queef. Yeah. And I would love, like, I'd be like, In Living Color. Like, I loved In Living Color. And I loved, like, Mad TV and Saturday Night Live. And then I would try to watch, like, Comedy Central played stand-up, which is crazy to think that they just consistently.
Tons. They had tons. They had stand-up, where it was just, like one-joke clips of a bunch of comics. I used to live by. Wally Collins used to host it.
Yeah, dude. I remember watching. I remember when they had the old Conan Late Show reruns. And they would do other stuff like that. You could just put on Comedy Central and just see like awesome comedy all day long. And now you can watch Out Cold 3 times in one day. That's pretty cool.
Hi. I used to also.
I'm Dan Soder, former employee of Comedy Central.
Def Jam. I used to like fucking look forward to, you know what I mean? This is like before.
Oh, dude, if I got HBO.
So I was home for Def Jam.
Dude, if I got HBO, if that HBO weekend hit, when fucking cable was trying to tantalize you into fucking getting it, I would just pop VHSs in to my VCR and hit record and hope, and I would catch like, if I could catch like a Def Jam, and then they would always follow Def Jam with a special, with like a concert special, which you're like, fuck yeah, I didn't care who it was. Oh, dude, I loved that. Fuck, I love that.
You're so woke, dude. You didn't even care who it was. I didn't care if it was an ethnic comic or a white comic. It was just comic.
Not gonna lie, Robert Schimmel, I never really got. I thought, like, you know, he had some good jokes.
Robert Schimmel.
Yeah, he had good jokes, but when I was a kid, I didn't understand it. So there was like, there were guys that I would watch. I remember Robert Townsend had a special that I was like, I don't know what this is.
Robert Townsend had several specials. It was Robert Townsend and Friends. And they were all the. It's a great, they used to have great musical performances too, but it was like a variety show. They'd have like sketches prepared, and then they'd people would come out and do stand, like Robin Harris did stand up on those before, and David Alan Greer.
I just remember those being like, nah. But then if the Damon Wayans came on, I'd be like, I know this special. Or like Robin Williams, loved me some Robin Williams when I was 8 years old.
At no point in my life ever did I give one shit about the humor of Robin Williams.
Well,
it never tickled me for even 3 seconds. I didn't. Our impression of him is exactly how I took his words. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And I didn't get it, but I loved his drama.
I loved him. I just loved him all the way around. Still gets me, dude. I love the fucking. I love the gay voice. Go back to Black Preacher. Oh, now he's turning around. Now it's
fair, Christine. Just maybe the background for 1 second. Pop on like one, just pop on a Robin Williams bit. If you can even crack a smile, I'll be blown away.
I love it because of the nostalgia now, so you can't stop it. The guy died choke jerking, so shut up.
I'm going to be able to tell if you're laughing because you're trying to laugh.
Nah, man, I'm going to force laugh, dude. I love Robin Williams. I'm going to put him over. He's the best ever. Right,
Christine, look up Robin Williams' best bit. Just write up in those words, and I'm telling you.
He was a master of improv. He's a master of improv. He flew around too much. You can't hold a bird like that down.
And then a guy comes up, and the male nurse comes in and goes like, oh, you got to take your medicines like that.
I love it.
Dude, he fucking blew.
I like it. Put Robin Williams golf on. I went as old as 19 liking Robin Williams. Put golf? The golf bit on. Put the Robin golf Williams bit golf on.
Give Dan's best bit. No, go golf.
Go golf. Go the golf bit. Golf bit. Yeah, dude, let's fucking go. This is from 99. Yeah, let it rip. R.I.P. Gone but not forgotten.
I was going to go back to his hits.
I don't know.
His place is fine.
Drinking with a Scotsman.
His voice is, dude.
I fucking understand him before. You land in Scotland and they're going, dude, get out of here, right?
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, you dig it, yeah?
Fuck yeah, you've got like burning bullets, that's it, right? Get up in your neck of it. Sure. Oh, fuck, sure, eh? Man, you know what about my backside? I'll peek your ass on the pool of it, came, eh?
This is perfect.
Sure. Oh, sure, you dumb fucking bastard. You realize that, eh?
Great.
And you realize how drunk they get by tear a skirt and that. And how they can invent a
sport like golf. Skirt. It's good. Put on something from when he was young.
No, go back. It's him explaining golf. This is it. This is where it really starts hitting.
Oh, that's where it kicks in? Okay.
Oh, you mean like pool? Fuck off, pool! Not with a straight stick, with a little fucked up stick. A whack of ball that goes in a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like croquet? Fuck croquet!
Great.
I put the hole hundreds of yards away! Oh, fuck out of
there! I'm clapping. I get it. I get why he's clapping.
Dude, he said, go to that one that's over there, Christine, right next to up next. Yeah, that's old Robin Williams. Hip hop. Oh, now this is something else.
Oh, it's classic.
No, your testicles like a little punching bag. Like, pitchy, 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 pitchy. Right. It's like your semen don't come out of there like Leon Sphinx.
God, what a bunch of bullshit.
I could have come at him, but he seemed to move away from me. That's it. One little sperm gets in there, makes contact, boom! It's like a chromosome square dance. 24 chromosomes coming down. 24 chromosomes spinning around.
Unstoppable. Dominance. Unstoppable comedic genius.
Dan, I love Robin Williams. I'm like, you can't do no wrong.
You like his stand-up, Christine?
I don't, I'm just so...
We're going to have to have a talk.
Christine, it's don't not, let him bully you.
It's not he's a matter a, of... I don't know him as a stand-up at all.
He's
I love
a sweaty
him.
Tornado. He's a wow. genius of a man. All of his five voices sing to the heavens.
Well, I got another question, Christine. Do you know what monkey punches are? Because you're about to catch him when this fucking show's
apparently
over.
Apparently, it's the same thing as a donkey punch, just a different term.
That's not true. Donkey punch is back of the head.
Yeah.
Well, that's what... Oh.
And Robin Williams is a comedic genius. Moving back to that Karen video.
Well, I don't like that. That's how we're skipping out of it, but okay.
Anyways.
You can't just do that. He goes, he's a genius. We all agree. Anyway, it's a Karen video.
Comic relief helped a lot of people, and he's a comedic genius.
That said, clearly we're all fans of Robin Williams now. We know he's great. So anyway, let's just get back to Karen videos. Doesn't matter.
It's clearly he's the voice of a generation.
Yeah, I love this. This freeze frame is my favorite thing. Don't!
It looks like she's about to start a Jabberwocky dance.
It's like, can I be racist if I have moves like this?
What? Yeah. Bust it. Yeah. Bust
told you. Married a black guy. One,
married black
two,
guy.
Three, ooh. Four.
Our wedding was just riddled with blacks. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Just, yeah. Miss Jones, if you're nasty.
Karen, Miss Jones, if you're nasty, pop, snap.
Pee pow.
Sing, sang, boop, bip.
All right, keep playing it. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I don't understand what happened.
Can you explain to me calmly?
No, because you're attacking me right now.
I'm not attacking you. No, ma'am, you flicked me off.
You're ready to take it.
Guys, this is her license plate number. She lives here. This is her address.
Dude, it sounds like a dog being stepped on.
Yeah, really.
It sounds like a dog being stepped on.
She got Mariah Carey range.
Yeah, dude. Mariah Carey hears it. She's like, oh, this bitch is trying to show me up.
Feeling emotions.
I was gonna wait. I thought we were going back to video, but I wanted to jump in with the deeper.
You got a feeling emotions.
I'm gonna have that in my head. The only way you can get that out is by using some snake venom. Doing the, all I want for Christmas is you.
I had a vision of love. And it was all.
Dude, I would love if we did deep, breathy songs like that.
Damn, you gave me fever. Give in me the pss. Morning, fever when you hold.
I got the tss.
I'm gonna sing that for your birthday tomorrow. I'm gonna sing you Fever. That's my gift to you.
Fever.
You give me fever.
Fever in the morning. Fever when you hold me tight.
And fever all through the night. You give me fever.
Karen, you flipped me off.
No,
you cut me off.
No,
and flipped me off, and now you're playing the victim. Ma'am, would you like to calm down?
No, you're
can I tell you something, honestly? This might not be popular in the times we're in. Fuck this dude.
Why? Because like, he's holding the screwdriver.
This whole thing's just fucking so lame. Like, shut the.
Well, then the neighbor.
When you see this lady's reaction, you should be like, "Yeah, fuck off." Like, this lady's a basket case. Like, what do you do? You're arguing with a mentally insane person.
But watch the second video because he really does just. By the end, he's kind of like, "Oh, you're just nuts." Because she's like, "Ah," and she's just in a corner being like, yeah. "Don't ruin my life."
Exactly. But I can tell you. But I'm just telling you, this guy's standing at his whole thing. Ma'am, could you please maybe talk normal or something? He's like, "Fuck this, dude. Fuck this jerk off." He's a jerk off too.
And he goes, "Excuse me, Miss Thing. Where did you get your shoes? You should just start roasting her. What are up with those jeans? Did you get want something that looked like it was pushing muffins out?"
Bitch, you decided to dress like that and then cut a brother off.
Yeah. If you're going to dress like garbage, at least don't drive like it, too.
Yeah, dude, fuck this guy. But please keep playing it. The whole thing's entertaining. It's all hell. Yeah.
She flipped me off. She literally clipped me off and then she tried to come home. She's Karen. Karen, would you like to calm down and have a conversation? Why are you?
What did she do? What did she do, quote unquote, Karen? Like, she cut him off. You think she cut him off because he's black? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like you can't deduce everything down to race on these fucking things.
He's getting called out right now. He's getting called out right now on Twitter saying that because he in the video when he posted it said that she said the N-word, flipped him off, and then followed him. And then people are saying now that she just flipped him off and followed him, and he kind of instigated this. They said that he's done this before with an Asian woman, which I would love to see that video of her just being like, "Why you follow me?" Just angry at him.
"You get out of my face."
Yeah, and he's like, "Damn it, that's not the reaction." But this white lady gave him that Mariah Carey yelp.
Dude, when Patrice an Asian lady left a show, I think it was, we were in Providence, I think, at the Comedy Connection, and an Asian lady was walking out of the show yelling at him while she was leaving, and she gave him the finger. And he was like, "Look at that little." And I was actually, this was Caroline. So it was Asian people left. And he goes, when she gave the finger at the end, like, real just stood there and gave the finger. He goes, "Look at a little pop, that little egg roll up in the air." Cut her finger and egg roll.
That's so funny. Chinese
bitch pop that little egg roll up in the air at me.
Dude, that's so goddamn funny. Dude, pop that little egg roll up at
me. Where would his commentary be on all this, man? These are the times of Patrice, man. He would have been fucked.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he'd probably also weirdly be in trouble. But
do you think he would have come out clean?
Oh, dude. I don't think
he's in trouble for it. I don't think it would be like any kind of. Women may have tried to come after him for like his like verbiage, you know what I mean? But like, I hope I use verbiage right.
I think he did, dude. Verbiage.
Verbiage, maybe, yeah. I think he may have come in for that. I don't think his actions were ever, Patrice at the core was also an insecure guy. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know if he'd have like, he made me do so or talk, nothing like that at all. But I'm just saying, I think they would come at him for like, just one, not being like just one dimensionally, like, you know, fuck white people. The time is, I think he would have such an interesting, like learned take on the whole thing. I think it'd be interesting.
I always keep thinking about him. And I also keep thinking about Geraldo. I would love to see, like, because Geraldo had such that, like, lawyer's mind that he could probably find an argument that would piss off some people but make most of us laugh. And I'm always like, man, that's the kind of argument you got to find. Because Geraldo is so good at, like, making a case.
Yeah.
That's why when he came into comedy a full-fledged lawyer. So he knew how to fucking write an argument. And that's why I was like, but Patrice is the guy. Because Patrice, the thing about him, and you knew him, I was just a fan of his. But the thing I loved about him as a fan was that he would always take the side that you didn't think he was going to take, and then he'd make you feel dumb for thinking you thought he was going to take a side. Like, he was great at, like, shifting it around and making it be like, oh, fuck, am I the asshole? Burr's great at that, too. Burr's great at going, like, real hard at a premise where you're like, what's this premise going to be? And then by the end, you're like, God damn, this is funny.
Yeah.
We still got some kings, but Patrice is severely missed, especially now.
Just him particularly, I was like, on a specific level, I would love to hear.
Statues, everything, man. Like, the statue, like, sometimes there's, like, situations where I'm like, I'm too dumb to have an argument. And that's why Patrice was great, because he was so smart that he could have an argument on something where you're like, not only is that an interesting argument, it's something, that, it's a place that I don't think I would have ever gotten.
And I do think, I think statues, like, you know, if you can, I'm guessing here, obviously, but just from knowing, I think you'd have such a similar, that was what I said. So fuck about statue, tear them all down or leave them up. Who gives a shit? Like, who cares? Yeah. Who comes to pay homage to statues?
Yeah, that's why I think it's like,
that's why defending them is so fun. I'm sorry, Dan, but like, that's why defending them is so funny, because you're like, do you guys care about the Christopher Columbus? That did you go pay homage to it a couple times a month when before they were talking about taking it down? Like, you go, no, my favorite statue to look at.
How dare you? Everyone knows I would go do my candlelight vigil for Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah. He goes, on my way home from work, I'm going to be a little bit late. So start dinner about a half hour after I leave work. I'm going to swing by, check out the statue for a little bit. And then I'm going to come.
I'm going to go talk to the statue. She goes, damn, it really upsets me that you do that. And I go, I'm sorry you don't care about how this great country was built.
Although, in defense, I've driven significantly out of my way to show people the Rocky statue and the Rocky steps. So. I've gone out of my way.
Dude, if they're tearing down statues, take care of that fucking blue horse at DIA. It's fucking creepy. I don't like looking at it.
Yeah, it's so big and scary.
It's big and scary. Tear that thing down, too. If we're just, can we just put in statues we want to see torn down? Like, also, I'm pretty sure there's like a, anything that glorifies the Seahawks, rip that down. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Tear it down.
I totally forgot about the whole Denver airport conspiracy thing.
Conspiracy, baby. I lived in that bunker with the Illuminati for 6 months. They gave me the power of teleportation and reading minds. It's all real. You just gotta feed the horse. It's fucking creepy as shit, dude. And it killed a bunch of people that made it.
Jesus.
Maybe not a bunch of people, but at least a dude.
Oh, you can't even look into it.
Look at that Robin Williams. You guys want to go back for some fucking genius stand-up? I'm down. Oh, hey, look.
Oh,
it's called Blucifer.
Wow.
There's no way it's named Blucifer. If it's named Blucifer, that is some demonic shit on a level where you're like.
I hope it is.
I think that's just what they named it.
Tear it down. Tear it down.
Jesus scars on its ribs.
Maybe he got fucking monkey punched by two dudes he was fucking.
Locals call him Blucifer, but I guess Dan doesn't know that because he's turned his back on his hometown.
Sorry that they gave up on me when I moved to sea level. They call me a water boy now when I go back up
there. Afraid of Blucifer, you pussy?
They go, you don't even have your barrel chest. You can't even take in your deep mountain breaths anymore.
Blucifer.
Blucifer news.
Let's get back to this lady skitzing out.
You've got me feeling emotions.
Deeper than I ever before.
Oh, this bitch driving a Scion. She deserves what she gets.
Scion. It's Scion. Like a lion.
Ma'am, I'm not attacking you. You flipped me off and you thought you could get away with it. You didn't think I would find you.
You should have known if you saw a Scion that it was a gay black, and you should have kept your fingers to yourself.
You should have known that only a nice little power bottom drives the fucking Scion.
Either a gay black or a 16-year-old Puerto Rican girl. That's the only two things ever in a Scion.
That's what we worried about. Also, you got a feeling of emotion. Dude, it sounds like
she can apologize for calling me a nigger and flipping me off.
Oh, I guess I just bring it up.
I'm trying to talk to you. My name is Carlos. Would you like to speak to me? This is what we get. Ma'am, why are you sitting here crying? What have I done to you? Ma'am, what have I done to you?
You're flogging her in the street.
So you can go around the city and flip people off and cut me off. So you didn't flip me off.
Who cares?
Ma'am, I'm trying to let you talk.
I'm waiting
you know
for
her.
Like, citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking cunt. She's a basket case and he's a cunt.
Yeah, it's like just watching two assholes bang into each other.
Yeah, it's really like both of them are fucking ridiculous.
That scream, though.
You cannot sit. She literally flips me off.
Black husband just came out and beat the shit out of him. He goes outside. He goes, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing?
Are you her husband? Oh my God, she does have a black husband. Oh my God, no, I'm not having problems with that.
I'm not videotaping.
Fat bashing! He's fat bashing!
Shift, shift. God damn it, Carlos. Shift the narrative. Shift it all.
I have it on camera. She flipped me off.
Dude, I have it on camera. She flipped me. It's just like his whole thing is so lame.
Well, it's like, do you think that did she flip him off and scream the N-word at him, or is he making that up to?
He only made that claim one time. He keeps holding on the flips off. Yes, Black Lou.
Here's the weird thing about that, and I don't want to believe him because he sounds like a fucking asshole. But she hopped out of the car first and said, "I have a black husband." That was one of the first things she said.
So she was like, you think when, as she said it and she started following him, she goes, shit, black friend? No, black husband, black son.
Go back to the beginning of the video when she comes out.
Where she hops out the whip, yelling that she got a
fly rod.
You're not going to sit there and flip me off. You flipped me off.
Sir.
You don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Sir,
you flipped me off. I don't care. Why did you flip? Why did you flip me off?
You are totally calling me
Karen. Well, I mean, they're already
totally calling me something that I'm not.
Yeah, so they may have had an argument at a red light or something already. You know what I mean?
It'd be funny if you had video of him just being completely villainous and he's like, I'm going to ruin your life. She's like, for what? I'm sorry, I cut you off, but why are you doing this? Watch me ruin your life. And he changes his voice. He goes, uh-huh, honey. Well, now it's the hate crime. And she's like, fuck, why is he just such a convincing gay?
Yeah, I don't have these things like, fuck this chick. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, that's a dude who's like, now, like his life, he has nothing else going on in life that he's consumed like 24/7. It's like, let me find my thing to post. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let me find my thing, like the injustice being done to me. And it's like, dude, fuck off. We lost Christine.
But
that Karen. Well, Christine's a real Karen. Probably,
guys, can we talk about how much of a Karen Christine's being?
She did not like Black Lou's rationale. And
no,
she checked out.
She went, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that. Hey, Karen.
Karen.
Christine, what's up?
Quarantine.
Quarantine. Well, let's talk about the other topic that is the number one trending thing on Twitter right now.
Wow, huh?
And where did you hear it from?
Do you guys want to see the second video or no?
Yes.
We
don't have much time, but I
it's
mean,
just
like,
a, it's just a mentally ill woman shrieking.
Yeah, his name is spelled Carlos with a K. That's black, all right.
There you go. No, L-O-S, L-O-U-S.
Yeah.
Instead of a C, that's a black dude.
Is it just more of the same?
Yeah, it's more of the same.
Guys, she flipped me.
It's the same video, actually.
It's the same video, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, 220. That's got to be the end of it. I mean, what else are you going to do? She's cowering on the ground, headbutting her own license plate. It's over.
Yeah. He goes, oh, man, I confronted a mentally retarded racist. It's just like trying to eat her license plate.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, everybody. It's the quarantine tapes, but, you know, it's always the bonfire.
Comedy Central Radio.
Sirius XM 95. I'm Dan Soder. That is Big J. Okerson. I almost just burped during the introduction. We're hanging out with the whole crew.
I think you're here. It's the bonfire.
What
up? Yeah, it's the bonfire.
Yeah, hold on. Let me do a different intro like this. Yeah. Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Adult film star Ron Jeremy charged with 3 counts of rape, 1 count of sexual assault.
This just in to the Bonfire News Desk, where we only break big penis news. Your number one source of big hog news. Forcibly raping, dude. Also, with that dick, yowzers.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I know, you gotta be a real piece of shit to rape when you can suck your own dick.
Yeah, dude, if you can do that, just fucking pop a quick load in your mouth, chomp it up, get out of there. Grab the protein.
Blow some fucking nut yogurt in there and fuck about your day and don't hurt people.
Dude, complete the circle, suck it down.
Go high efficiency and fuck it.
Yeah, go high efficiency and fucking let it rain.
You're not wasting any of your proteins. They're all staying.
Let it rain. Let it rain.
Go AC/DC on this thing. Complete the current. It's Los Angeles County District Attorney announced on Tuesday that adult film star, I can't scroll down. There you go.
Do you mean here or here?
Oh my fuck. Just Dan, just read it.
Okay. Ron Jeremy has been charged with forcibly raping three women and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents dating back to 2014. If convicted, Jeremy faces a possible maximum sentence of 90 years to life in state prison. He was charged in the case with three counts, each of forcible rape, and one count of forcible oral copulation and sexual battery.
Wow, man.
To the DA's tweet, Paul Thompson of the Sex Crimes Division is prosecuting the case. Thompson is also prosecuting Harvey Weinstein.
He's going to, he's going to at least get arrested. Is he already arrested?
I don't know yet. They said in May 2014, Jeremy is accused of forcibly raping a 25-year-old at home in West Hollywood. Jeremy allegedly sexually assaulted two women, ages 33 and 46, on separate occasions at a West Hollywood bar in 2017.
That's definitely also, the rainbow, I bet.
Yeah, he was also accused of forcibly raping a 30-year-old woman at the same bar in July of 2019. Man, what bar is that? Fucking,
I think it's a rainbow.
Oh, rape of hands?
The rapo?
It's just his hang out.
I think he hangs out at that rainbow. I mean, that'd be my guess. That's probably his stomping grounds, you know?
Yeah. Well, this follows last week, Danny Masterson from That 70 Show being...
Dude. They got arrested for a bunch too, huh?
Yeah, for a couple of rapes between 2001 and 2003.
Rapes? Jeez.
Jeremy, dude.
Fucking, I don't think Ron Jeremy's going to have a good... I think now that this is out, I think tonight there'll already be a bunch of more people coming out and saying Ron Jeremy did a weird thing to me or something. He's just like a skeevy guy that I think it's very easy to cast him off as like, he's like a washed up old fucking, he's such like an old creepy. Do you remember we saw him at the Rainbow, Christine, last time we were there? And like, he's outside. He just like stands there. He just looks so frumpy and gross. And like people come up to him. And like, I think he's like a machine. It's almost like, oh, you want your tits squeezed by the hedgehog. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like a weird old, creepy dude, man. That's fucking bad.
Yeah, dude. It's like, man, when you start, you know, this shit starts bringing up stuff on people where you're like, God damn it, dude.
He's got to be, not in his defense. Come on, man. Not in his defense at all, but he's got to be, he's from a different, I mean, the 70s and 80s for this guy were like, if you didn't get your dick sucked under a table at a bar, like, what did you go to the bar for? You know, dude, like
at the bar, at business meetings, they'd be like, hey, you want the secretary to come in and top you off while we talk about the third quarter numbers? And you're like, yeah, Sally's a good girl. She went to UPenn. She's smart. Let her suck my cock.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm talking about Ron Jeremy specifically. His world of like being a porn guy with a 12 fucking dog. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was like that guy. So it's like his world was always just like, if a girl's talking to me, like, she clearly wants to, of course, you probably want to see it. You probably want to fucking see it hard. You might want to suck it or something. Like, sure. Yeah. He's not even he's not a guy blown away. As ugly and awful as he is and looks and is, you know what I mean? Like, he does not, he's not blown away, but he thinks like a 25-year-old hot chick talking to him, like, definitely like, all right, you probably want to get fucked by the legend, Ron Jeremy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm making assumptions, obviously, but I mean, like, he's probably like, I wonder if he's being forcibly taken in or if he's going in with like a, let me go explain to these cops what's going on. Like, women want to see the hedgehog's dick and they want to suck and this is just
defense or just porn situations. He goes, you have to understand, I'm a pizza boy. She doesn't have enough to pay for the pizza. I tell her that she's extra sausage.
Here's the thing.
She's sucking my dick and fucking it. I don't think it's right.
She's my stepdaughter, and she was stealing from my pawn shop. Now, I made a deal that I won't call the police if she handles my schmeckle. So I let her do it.
Goes,
She's not your stepdaughter, and you also do not own a pawn shop. He goes, no, not really, but I mean, that's what we were doing that day.
That's what that rented house was converted into. You have to understand, this woman is the queen empress of titular, and I'm from a planet called Cocula, and we've been in a war since the beginning. If I didn't fuck her and stop it, the world was going to end. It's clearly, I mean, you've never watched Martian porn before, have you?
He goes, it reminds me of my old girlfriend who used to have her clitoris in her throat. And weirdly, that's where she came.
Trying to arrest Ron Jeremy when he thinks porn logic is so funny real. Of him not understanding the charges.
He believes every situation is completely real.
He goes, I'm sorry. She's in a neighborhood book club and they discussed my large cock. They talked about it. She was curious. She waited for her husband to leave, asked me over to drop off some sugar, and then asked to see it. And then she was so blown away by the size that we had a very rough sex on her dining room table.
Gentlemen, let me explain. Let me explain what's going on. You see, mommy wasn't home, and baby was all horny.
He starts doing the weird ones where he goes, I was in a fursuit as Sonic the Hedgehog. And she was a horny donkey. Everyone knows in the furry community.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Family Guy? I'm Peter Griffin. And she was playing Meg, my daughter.
Now, I'm Homer Simpson. She's Marge Simpson. And on either side of her are Mo and Barney with their little cocks out. Yeah, dude, that's a thing. When
I can do that with you all day, too. That's the funniest thing, back and forth. No, you don't understand. She's an alien, and she needs cum to survive.
You have to understand something. I am technically a MILF hunter.
Oh, I didn't. DJ Lou, you hung out with Ron Jeremy? What is this, Will's Bar? Was this the birthday the other night? Were you guys raping women together?
By the way, this looks like the Rick and Morty where they go to the sauna and the bad stuff is left below.
Where's actually Eddie Furlong and Ron Jeremy? Just thrilled and happy somewhere? I hate life.
That's crazy.
The toxins?
Yeah, they're the toxins of those people. Jesus Christ, dude.
That is rough. And then the back, is that Andrew Santino with a beard?
Dude, that is a fucking rough picture. Me and my friend Eddie Furlong. Yes, we met on the set of Detroit Rock City.
Dude, I really could do that all fucking day long. Where you go, you have to understand, I'm a professor. She's my student.
Her grades have been slipping, and she wants to get into a good school. And I'm the person who holds the cards to give her that grade.
Think of Mr. Jeremy, you raped that woman. He goes, I gave her extra credit. However you want to phrase that.
You think, he thinks he's funny. So you think on the stand, he tries to pull out his dumb jokes. And she goes, well, the women described your penis, sir. Could you describe your penis so we can see if there's any correlation? He goes, well, my penis, it's only 2 inches. And they go, 2 inches, sir? He goes, from the floor.
Okay. Anyways, do you want to see it? It kind of makes me hard thinking about flashing you my cock on this stand.
Yes, you see, I own a company and she's a new worker.
Yeah, she goes, I am a stressed out dad. She was a babysitter. I had to give her a ride home. She told me that she had a blowjob test and she needed to study for it.
She told me baby's so horny and needs daddy's cum. Now, I know we're losing daylight and we're shooting on film. This is back in the day.
You have to understand
what I'm talking about.
Dude, that's so fucking funny. Now again,
that's a really funny thing. Someone wrote
after I fucked.
It looks like Ron Jeremy couldn't assault the beer on down his table.
Yeah, he doesn't drink. That's the weird thing, dude.
He's a narcoleptic mess. I don't know if he drinks those drugs, but I'm telling you, when you see him, like that face he has right there is like the face I've seen him have the last like four times I've encountered him.
Yeah, I didn't want to meet him at the Dave Attell thing because he was bumming me out.
He is a bum out. Yeah, he's like a fucking, like, he seems to like wake up to like bullshit with Attell, but like,
hearing him talk to Attell, like when they were in makeup together, it was like listening to two like Long Island, older Long Island Jews, like bullshit back and
forth. It is what it is.
Yeah, he's from Queens.
But I've seen him, but he is creepy. Like outside of that specific scenario, mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, I haven't seen him be very lively, and we've seen him a bunch.
Yeah, he passed out in the Comedy Cellar showroom once, like
hilarious.
Sleeping. We saw him at the Rainbow not long ago, and he's not like a person I woke up. I don't know him like that at all.
Yeah,
like, but he's like, we were looking at him, and he fucking like, he was just standing there. He looks, he's like getting ready to fall over.
Yeah.
He looks out of it. That's the thing. Yeah, he says he doesn't drink at all. So it's like crazy. Joey Diaz, he fucked 50 women in the ass and now you want to go after him. Everybody back to work. Well, I don't know.
Like, what did he say?
He said Joey Coco Diaz says he fucked 50 women in the ass and now you want to go after him. Everybody back to work. But it's still like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's like, yeah. Like, you know, porn stars can't rape.
Dude, that's honestly, you know what's funny about that is Joey was using the porn star, the logic that we just used.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do. He was in Nutbusters 14. That's a day of fun. Chill out.
He was in the Day of a Thousand Cocks.
He was in Cum Gargler's. Of course that's.
But yeah, that could really like. I'm surprised more like porn star guys don't get like. Well, didn't that James Dean guy? He ate some shit for a while too, right?
Like, he caught some shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's got to be a.
Well, you see.
A brain corruptive world of just like. Because these are situations like. You know, I know a guy who was like an actor, like a stage actor.
Yeah.
You know him too, Dan. Also, and this isn't like a story of somebody being accused of something. This is something like the girls that he was in the play with that I saw, they were all friends and stuff, it seemed like. I don't know if some of them were hooking up or whatever, but like he needed a boner for like a nude scene in the play. And the girls will help him out and it's like, yeah, like suck my dick in the back or like jerk me off a little bit to get it going. And you're just like, oh, you're like hooking up with that girl? I was like, no, just because like, I need the boner for the scene. And you're like, all right. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I would, are they all, he's a very good looking guy. I'm sure they were happy to do it. Maybe, you know what I mean? But like, and I said, it was all people that like,
but it is funny to think of her casually doing that with her gum in her mouth and like, are you ready for rehearsal? She goes, yeah, let me get him ready real quick.
Almost my point. I think that situation was on the up and up is what I'm saying. However, how could that, if that was every, that was a play they were doing specifically where he needed to have a boner for this thing. If every day your thing was like, I mean, the job of a fluffer was like, all right, we're going to bring you the scene in a second. Like, you know, Tina, get over here and like get Ron going here. And then some girl comes over and goes like, it's like how nothing it seems to put your dick in someone for a porn star. You'd be blown away that somebody was like, yeah, I really don't want to do this. It's like, yeah, I know you don't want to do it, but like, let me just fucking pop it in and come real quick. I'm a little backed up. You know, awesome. And I'd be like, I don't want to, though. I guess, come on, it's just not a thing at all.
Also, how... what I'm starting to realize is you really can do anything you want that's illegal as long as it's part of a play.
Exactly.
A play because how artsy.
Smoke on stage.
Dude, that was my favorite thing where Stanhope did that special at Gotham Comedy Club. And he was like, you're not allowed to smoke inside of New York City, but I get to smoke on stage because apparently you don't want to piss off a Tennessee Williams play and not be. It was funny as shit. But yeah, it's like if you want to do something illegal, just put it in a play and then they'll let you do it because it's for the sake of art.
Yeah, well, here's Stoya saying a thing like the problem with porn isn't the sex, it's the culture. And like there is, it's got to be perverting to a man's mind, like to just be like, well, what? I'm a good looking guy enough that I'm in porn. My dick is great enough. They want to be in porn. And these chicks fuck me and put on this face and make all this crazy noise. Like, I'm a catch. And there's, by the way, because also there's probably, if you get recognized by 10 women a day, five of those women are just like, can I just suck your dick so I can say I blew James Dean or I blew Ron Jeremy? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of women. Again, for four counts, I'm sure Ron Jeremy has a fucking bizarre sexual experience. Several a month if he wanted it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That girls that are willing to do it. So he's probably just blown away by the concept of not even being able to read that a girl's like, I'm not really into this. He's like, here it is. No, do whatever you do to it.
Yeah, but now he's just old and creepy and kind of senile. Yeah. So he's probably like, just do it. And they're like, you rape me. And he's like, yeah, baby, I didn't rape you. That's how I got into porn. All right, I'm sleepy. Matlock's on.
Yeah, Matlock's on.
Hold on, my stories.
There's been male porn stars at like SDR events where you can kind of like, you can't joke. Like if Jay made a joke at all, like I go, oh, I don't want to stand right next to him because he'll for sure just touch me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just kind of that energy where you're like, oh, this guy thinks he's like entitled to like touch me.
Yeah, but I've met a male porn star that's like just like a normal dude that's like, hey, it's pretty cool. Like, didn't have creep energy. So I'm sure there are.
Even like we've had a few that you hear him come outside and just talk like, yo, let's get some fucking pussy, man. Like they're just like so like let's go for it. And that was like if that girl that we interviewed on SDR, Dan, we took over SDR show that one day.
Yeah.
she just blew the male porn star at an SDR party on her. Like, she's the one who told us, like, very, like, she goes, oh, I was so horny, I just took him in the bathroom and sucked his cock and then came out, like, told everybody. So it's like, I say it's a world where it's like that. That is something we would do. Me and Christine, if we dipped off to go fuck around at a party, we probably wouldn't come out and, like, announce at a party. Unless it was, like, just friends, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We wouldn't announce a thing where they, it wasn't their friends to come out and just be like, I just sucked them off in the bathroom or whatever, you know, like, it's just so odd.
Ring the bell.
So I'm saying that world is very perverse. And I mean that, like, in the dictionary sense of the word. It's just like a perverse world. I think no one knows how to fucking act.
Well, I'm sure there are people that do, but there's
no excuses for Ron Jeremy. I'm sure he's a creep.
There are probably people that do, but I think there's also people that probably use that world to their advantage for creepy shit, where they're kind of like, oh, it's the standard, kind of like the way comics can use comedy to say wild shit that they probably just wanted to say, even though their intention wasn't funny. You know what I mean? We know guys like that love just to say, like, fuck it, I'm just going to say some crazy shit.
Sure.
And then you're like, well, where's the joke behind that? And they're like, what? I'm a comic. And none of those guys, I'm actually proud of this, but none of those guys are kind of like my friends. Like Lewis, I always see him. I always can kind of see the joke he's going for. You know what I mean?
Me too. No, Lewis is 100% of the time always going for the joke. He just steers it. He really believes that his Puerto Ricanness is going to like cover all angles of that. And it's like, it's like you have to sometimes be like, let's just steer. But he knows that too. Lewis has lines for sure. He's also been called on things like verbally that Lewis is like, we probably should like fucking like steer clear of that. It's like people
for sure. Laughing. But I'm saying there's other guys that I've seen, and there's like, I'm not going to name names, but there's like comics that I don't genuinely like know where they're coming from sometimes on some of that shit, where you're kind of like, I think you just want to say that. And then you use the whole comedy front as a thing to say it.
Absolutely. I think it's done very much so. But I mean, like,
so I assume in the porn world, there's guys who are kind of like, I'm just going to go get my dick sucked by this fucking woman. And it's like, they have the intention of like, oh, I'm going to treat a girl like shit, but it's kind of okay because I'm in the porn world. I don't even have
she's expecting that. That's what they
want. Exactly. It's kind of like, well, she's expecting it. And that was my point, is like being like a comic, being like, yeah, it's a joke to them, being like, yeah, well, we're in porn. That's just kind of the thing. You know what I mean? So it excuses a lot of shitty behavior.
Yeah.
But also,
anyway, bye-bye, Ron Jeremy. I guess I have to cancel my subscription to ronjeremy.com.
Oh, man. Well, I got to take down that poster off the ceiling in my room that I was just hoping to fall.
Yeah. Fucking hedgehog. You were waiting to get that autograph, too.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to sign his bottom shaft.
The hedgehog. He was the most popular porn star because he was ugly, and every guy was like, I could be this.
And then he pulled his dick out and you go, I can't be this.
Like, I can't be this. It's all that. It's all dick. Also, when he was younger, he was like fucking in shape and muscular almost.
The one where he's like, when he went from being a teacher to a porn star, he's like, hello, ladies.
Ron Jeremy, he's been in porn so long too. He's across the board, like been involved. Like he's got fucking Tracy Lords videos because she was underage, but that's not his fault there. You know what I mean? In fairness to him, that wasn't his fault, but like, you know, the guy's just, he's been around it for a long time. And I said, how could your mind be any other way? Listen, when it happens with that, like rock stars and blah, 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 like these are just guys who eventually believe their own bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, now the question is, was that even okay?
We just interviewed Christy Canyon not long ago. I wonder where she falls on this, or if she's like sticking up for him. Man, that is a big fat hog, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Canyon. Joey fell in love. Joey DeRosa fell in love with Christy Canyon. But I mean, like, you know, this world, like, it's a bizarre fucking world. I'm making no excuse for him whatsoever. I'm just saying, like, if you let it get to you like that, you start believing your own shit. Like, it's exactly like, why should I ever, you know, a rich person thinking, why should I ever pay for anything? Why do I not? I'm a somebody. Why do I not get this?
That's where famous people get all fucked up, is because famous people, I think, you know, we've watched a couple of our friends get very, very famous, and they start getting like incredible shit for free because of who they are. And then when that heat dies off and they're kind of like, but don't you know who I am? And it's like, yeah, that doesn't carry the same weight. You can't.
Don't even say that. You're embarrassing everybody.
You look weird. You look weird when you do it. It's like, yo, Dice is a legend, but I'm sure there's situations where Dice walks in. And he's like, I'm Dice. And someone's like, I don't give a fuck. And he's like, Dice. And you're like, oh, cool, dude. That's awesome. You still got to fucking pay the, you know what I mean? Like the DMV dealing with him, where he's like, I go to the front of the line. And they're like, no, you don't, sir. This is a state operated. service.
It'd be funny if Dice, it wouldn't be funny at all, because I do love Dice, but it's funny if Dice got brought up on like the accusations against him are things of his set. She's like, I was standing at the bank in line, and this thing I know, he puts his tongue up my ass.
I went up the hill with my friend Jack, and I gave him $2.50.
I gave $1.25, and then he left me $2.50. As long as all this fucking done.
I'm a little old lady. I live in a shoe, and I had so many kids, my uterus fell out.
Yeah, he told my dad he's going to take his little girl out, spin her around the dance floor because he can move, and then he's going to fuck her like a plastic fuck toy.
Yeah, he goes, dude, that's so fucking funny. Pretty blind mice. See, he mocked that we were blind and that we could run.
Sexual assault for his fucking, his over-the-top jokes.
Yeah.
I tell the steward to stop offering me peanuts and blow me. And that's when he came to me and said, I offered him peanuts again. And he said, stewardess, I don't want peanuts. Just blow me.
The American
all Dice's stories are completely real.
I was an attendant on the Continental Flight 278 inbound to Seattle. And he told me to bring him peanuts and suck his cock. Dude, what a fun show. What a fun fucking show. I love you guys.
Then he came in my mouth and I said, ew. And he said, what were you expecting, sweetheart? A tuna on rye?
Oh, and he goes, I did say that, but it's context.
Oh, you gotta hear the context.
Make sure you go to youtube.com/thebonfire and follow all of our videos at thebonfireSXM on Twitter and Instagram. I love you, Christine, Jacob, Lou, and Black Lou, Jay.
Love you. Love you all. Yeah, Black King, Black Lou.
Also, don't forget. I'll be at St. Louis Helium Thursday through Saturday.
Yes, that is correct. The 25th through the 27th, everybody catch Dan Soder out there. Justin Silver going to be with him. Go easy on the meet and greets, everybody. Understand if...
Yeah, don't be bummed out. I'm down to do a parking lot conversation, but you know,
I'm a bucket of nerves since I got back. I went really loosey-goose. I feel fine, but I mean, like, I just... Yeah, don't... Oh, we're all comics are worried that we're letting you down if we're not able to do like extensive meet and greets. Sure. It's just everyone's trying to be safe.
Dude, and I love fucking meeting Bonfire fans. We have the fucking best in the world, and that's why I did it.
I went out and met everybody.
That's why I miss the road, is like just seeing people, and I miss doing like Moon Tower and us doing the live shows, because it's always fucking fun. We have the best fans in the world, and it just kind of sucks when you're like, yeah, dude, I want to say what's up. I'm down for a conversation. It sucks. See, like, I feel like if I go outside, because I've been to St. Louis Helium, and I know upstairs is that parking lot, and after the show, I would totally be down to stand in that parking lot and just be like, what's up? Like, let's have a conversation. But I know people are going to be bummed out, because they're going to be like, can I get a picture and stuff like that? And I don't know.
Dan, let me make you not the bad guy here. Show's over, everybody. Just go home. He'll be back.
I'll be back to the loop.
I'll be back when this is all over and you guys could have extensive meet and greets and all that shit. But just,
and man,
when the show's over, just go.
Dude, that first weekend where there's a vaccine, get ready for some open mouth kisses with the fans. Guys, girls, whoever.
I'm going to hang dick in just a circle of fans at that point. But
I'm just going to go around giving pecks like this. Kissing booth. I'm gonna start Danny Sud's kissing booth on the road.
Make sure you fill those fucking shows up, everybody. That is St. Louis, the 25th through 27th, this coming weekend.
I love you guys. What a fun show. We'll be back tomorrow. It's of course the motherfucking Bonfire.